Murder.
You know that. Get out of bed.
Hello, buddy. This is from the Sneed Chamber. The cesspool well. Happy Halloween. Spook. Hello, buddy. This is Clyde and all the girls. I thought I'd tell you a little bit about the ball game we lost Friday night. We played Florida, and they beat us 7-21. And the boys just didn't play. Joe Boggs, he got kicked off for Friday night for going to Amarillo without asking the coach permission, so they wouldn't let him play Friday night. So the people were giving him a hard time. But Danny Kendricks got his arm broke. That makes two boys that got their arms broke. Donnie Carthel was the other boy. That's about all I got for the game this time. It wasn't very good. But I got through combining. Made 8,500 on Reen's plays. Best maze I've made on his place. And we sold another pen of cattle and made some money on that, but I don't know how much, buddy. We got in 70 head today and 40 yesterday. So the cow market's still doing pretty good. Missouri Beef Packing Companies went on strike. Everybody's hunting jobs. I don't know how long they're going to be on strike. And Otis bought him a new pickup, and he's got a new car, and got him a new colored television, and he bought Shane a little road grader, and he's buying him a new trailer house, and with Annie's money, Miss Powell's in the hospital. Opal's here. She'll talk to you in here in just a little bit. Buddy, I don't know much. I just hugged Kay's neck just a little bit.
That old judge.
She wouldn't let me hug it too much, but we got caught laying on the bed.
I told you not to tell that.
I'll let Janet tell you later.
Swim home.
Well, buddy, I'll let you talk to Kay or Janet or some of them, and we'll see. Don't know much news.
Hey, tell me about why you sang Your Cheating Heart.
The reason we sung Your Cheating Heart was because you're going to Hong Kong. It don't look like you're going to get to go now. Well, I hope you do get to go. And I've been trying to really build you up while Kay's here. And I told you might be cross-eyed a little bit when you get back. Well, we'll see you, buddy. Bye-bye.
You talk.
Hi, honey. I wanted to tell you about the trip. I left Abilene this morning about 10. And Sylvia took me to the plane, she and Carolee. And, of course, we stopped in Big Spring and Lubbock and then in Clovis. When I got off the plane in Clovis, well, Janet and your mother and Shane and Shay were there, and we talked a little bit, and then I went to look for my bag, and, well, you guessed it, I'm following in your footsteps. It was in Albuquerque. The plane hadn't even left yet when I asked the man, and he just really didn't seem too upset about it. He wasn't too worried about it, and he thought they'd surely taken it off in Big Spring or Lubbock, but come to find out it was still on the plane. It went on to Albuquerque. So they said they'd get it back to Lubbock for me. So Cheryl's mother had gone to Lubbock for the day, so I called them, and she said she'd pick it up and bring it on. when she came in tonight. Well, it's about 9 o'clock, and she's still not here yet, so I don't know if I have a bag or not. So I might look a little mismatched for church in the morning, but that isn't such a big thing, I don't guess. I enjoyed talking to Cheryl. She and Jimmy had not planned to come up this weekend, so I don't guess that I'll get to see them. I don't have reservations going back to Abilene on the plane. I'm just standby, and they don't know whether I will be or not, but they're going to call me, so I won't have to go over there. But if not, well, I think Diana Wilson is home, and so I'll probably just plan to ride back with her. Maybe we can go through Lubbock, and I can talk to them a little bit Sunday afternoon. We didn't call Dale's mother today while we were in Clovis. It just seemed like that we had so many things to do that we just did those and then just got back to Freona as soon as we could. And even at that, we were pretty late in the afternoon getting home. When we came in, your daddy was sitting here talking to an insurance man and a salesman. So maybe he'll tell you about what he did. And I guess that's about all. I will write you tomorrow. I got a letter off this morning. And I've been a little slow on the packages this week, but I hope you'll understand, and I'll try to make up for it. However, I did find you a real good goodie this weekend, and it'll be in your birthday box, and so I'll just let you see it. You may be mad at me after you get it, but, well, you'll understand why I did it when you see it. But I can't tell you anymore. And I promise I won't tell you what this is, because we don't have very long to wait till your birthday. And be sure and let me know anything else that you'd like for me to put in that Christmas box. And something for the orphanage. Your mother had said that she had been sending some things, and then Janet said she sent that box that came in real handy for that party. Anything that I can send, you know that I'd just be more than happy to. And as far as the clothes situation goes, our junior high class has a project at the moment that they had started in the summer. So we probably won't be able to, the girls probably won't be able to start anything until after Christmas, but we did have a clothing drive for a missionary in Africa last year. It just seemed like that all the clothes that we got were, well, I don't think people up there in Abilene, they're members of the church, give very good things. They just gave stuff that was just rags and everything, things we couldn't use, so I hope that we can get some real nice things. Your mother had told me that so many of the things she sent you were real nice. I kind of hinted around. I'd kind of like to save a few of those things and just keep them for us. So if you find something in that box, will you just hide it? Well, here's Janet, and I'll let her talk a while.
Hello, buddy. We sure enjoyed your tape, all except the forward air control school. We didn't like to hear that very well, but there's just some things you have to hear, whether you want to or not, I guess. I've made some notes here, so I may skip around quite a bit because they don't really follow each other real well. Judge is back in a cast again. He broke his leg again. Clyde and Otis took him hunting too soon, I think, and he is back in a cast, and he's doing a lot better, though. We had to take him back. He almost died. Hit that open, and so were, I guess, the worms just about ate him up, and we took him back, and they got rid of all the worms, and they were between his heart and his lung, and just the worms were just thick. I hope you're not eating. And they had to give him all this medicine, and now those worms are all in his lungs, and they're dead, and now they're trying to keep him real well so he won't get pneumonia till anyway. So, but he's doing a lot better. This afternoon, a boy, he worked with Jerry Gleason down at Muleshoe. He came by to see Clyde. He's going to put in he's a veterinarian. He wants to put in a hospital or a clinic here in Freona. I hope he will. Daddy said something about Elvie said he could build one. He would build him one out there by the airport, and that sure would be nice. I think Freona's getting big enough for a veterinary clinic. And this man is just real nice. That he's real young. He just got out of A&M. Yesterday, I went down to see Carmen, and I went to Clay's Corner, and I stopped at the corner, and I asked Mr. Clay, I said, "Do you know where Mr. Hogg lives?" And he said, "Ma'am, we don't have any hogs around here." And I said, "Well, sorry, I know he lives around here somewhere. He's got a big orchard." And he said, "A big orchard? Well, let's see." And he just laughed, and he said, "That's Mr. Ham." And I thought, oh, I said, "Thank you," and got out of there. He told where he lived, and I scrammed. He said, but after he told me, he said, "But you know, that is connected to Hog." He was, but I know he laughed when I left. But anyway, I finally got to see Carmen, and changing the subject completely. But anyway, Shane was so excited about seeing Kay, he couldn't wait to go over and see Kay in the airplanes. And we'd ask him what he's going to be when he gets big, and he said he's going to be a tractor up until yesterday and today. And we'll ask him what he's going to be, and he says he's going to be an airplane. And we asked him, Mitzi asked him today what kind of tractor he'd be, and he said he'd be a John Deere tractor, which doesn't help Daddy any. I have a question down here I was going to ask you. What is an XO officer? You said a C. I know what a CO is, but I don't know what an XO is. So you be sure to let us know. Kay said she didn't know either. And do you just have one doctor there on the base? And do you bring, when you go after medevacs, do you bring them back to the base? I'd just like to know. For any particular reason, I don't plan on going over there, but I'd just like to know. Oh, the other night at church, we had a man from India come and talk, and I think the church is going to help support him in India. And his name was Matthew, and it was Matthew the Indian, and he just, the kids all just loved him, and Shay just listened and listened, and she had spent the afternoon with Granny, and Granny had gave her some money, and she took it to church in a little purse, and the man was telling, said, if you have any money at all, Maya, with just one pamphlet, well, for one dime, I can have a pamphlet for all the little kids in, for one child or one family in India. So Shay, I saw her look down in her purse, and she looked to see how much money she had, and she didn't say anything. When we started out, she shook hands with him, and then she got her purse, got out all that money, and gave it to him. And he was a typical foreigner, you know. He just said, "Oh, little girl, God bless you, God bless you, God bless you." And he put his hands on her head and kissed the top of her head. And he said, "Oh, if all little children were just like you." And I thought, oh, if he only knew her. Oh, and I'm telling you what Shane did. I know Shane hadn't been around you enough to know the things that you used to do, but I swear that he had. He went down to Annie's the other day and got a pocket full of candy. And when he got home, he went and hid it. And that is just like you. If he could get up in the attic, I'd swear that it was you up there. He got that, and so he hid it in his sheets in his bed. And I made him get it out of his sheets, and so he went and put it in his drawer. And every once in a while, I'll see him. He's got some candy in his mouth, and I don't have any in the house, so I know he goes to that drawer and gets him some. But he won't give either one of the girls any. He just takes it all for himself, just like you used to. Well, anyway, that's all. Yes, I've got to say. I think Shay's got something to say to you, buddy. Hello. Say hello. All right. Say hello, buddy.
Buddy. Buddy. I love you.
Do you love him? Shane, come here. Don't you want to talk? Tell Buddy where we went today.
What?
Tell Buddy where we went today.
You know that show?
Oh.
Boulder, he had seen.
Okay, tell him that.
Buddy, we went to a show at Clovis, and the little Carson's boat on a show. And the choo-choo went over him on the show. So that's all I will say. Bye.
Say hello.
Buddy.
Say hello, Buddy Shane.
Buddy. Uncle.
He said he went to the show. Tell Buddy what you're going to be when you get big.
Dada bus.
Tractor. What kind of a tractor? He's got a mouthful of candy. Tell him what you want. Tell him what we went to see today.
No.
Tell him the airplane.
Airplane.
Tell him bye.
Bye.
I think that's all for my crew. Here's Opal now.
Well, hi, buddy. It was real nice being over here with all the family and listening to your tapes. I really did enjoy them. The only thing that's bad about it is that Ms. Powell is in the hospital. The doctor says she has asthmatic condition. I forgot. But I think she's getting along pretty good. She's had some several rough days and will probably be in for several more days. But really, I think she's doing all right.